Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, either on conversationsradionetwork.com, through our radio affiliates, as well as those tuning in online. I'm really excited to welcome to our program today Theodore Ted Miles Terry to talk to us not only about his journey in media, but also what it's been like for him to work as a celebrity manager for Dick Gregory, and, of course, the amazing play that everyone's been talking about recently, Turn Me Loose, featuring the one and only Joe Morton. We're going to talk to Mr. Terry not only about seeing this play come to life, but also what people have been able to learn, not only about the candor of Mr. Gregory, but also, of course, the great lessons that all of us can take away as well. And if you're just hearing about the play and also the work that Mr. Terry has been doing with Mr. Gregory, we'll tell you a little bit later where you can go to find out about all the great things. But, Mr. Terry, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Cyrus, thank you very much for having me on your program. Glad to be with you. I've heard so much about you, and I've listened to your programs, the ones that we recorded, and I think you're fantastic from one personality to another.
Well, look, I appreciate that. What an honor coming from you, for sure. If you don't mind, I'd like to talk about, you know, the journey that you've been on. Of course, many people know you as the manager for Mr. Gregory, but in your own right, as I said, you know, you have been able to make a name for yourself in the media platform. What has it been like for you, Mr. Terry, to not only look at the journey that you've been on, but also to see the impact that you've been able to make in media?
Well, let me say that, first of all, as far as being a manager of Dick Gregory, no one can manage Dick Gregory. No one. I like to consider myself as a part of his team of people that he deals with. And so I've never held myself out as his manager. Agent maybe, but not manager. But people associate that. It's been, the question was that you asked me, what has it been like to work with Dick Gregory? Is that what it is?
Right. To work with him, and also, of course, to do the work that you've been able to do in media as well.
Oh, well, you know, I started out in media in 1969 as a radio disc jockey back in Oklahoma. You've heard of Black Wall Street, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's where I'm from, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so I started my trek then, coming out of the military as a missile technician, coming out, got my license for radio in 2 days, which was like unheard of. And it's taken me all over the country and the world, you know, from WBLS New York to KJLH in Los Angeles to country and western, adult contemporary. And then, of course, I migrated into the ad agency business with some ad agencies and learned a lot of information. So I've kind of amassed information and talents over the years. What's the old saying? you have a lot of talents, but you don't master all of them.
Right.
But I have a number of arsenals in my bag of tricks that I apply to my daily life. I'm in my 70s are now, or 70 years old, and it keeps me young, keeps me getting up every morning to do what I do, and I enjoy that journey every day. When I ask myself when I wake up, are you ready to volunteer again?
Wow. Well, I think the other thing that's the reason why I want to start with your work in media as we go into the play is that one of the things you've been able to see definitely in your career and in your journey in life, Mr. Terry, has been the evolution of the way that we communicate with one another, the way that we're able to get information. I was sharing with you, you know, that some of what you've been able to make available, a lot of us, you know, have never heard before, we're not aware of. But now, of course, thanks to platforms like the Internet in particular, we're able to not only be connected, but also, of course, to be able to stay abreast of things that are going on and that have gone on. What has it been like for you to reintroduce Dick Gregory to many today? I think, and I say reintroduce because I think for a lot of us, we hear the name Dick Gregory and we have certain things that we associate with him. But one thing it seems as though you've been able to do is to really allow people to see a more holistic view of who he is, what he's done, and the impact he's had. So what has it been like for you to be a part of that?
Well, it started back in 98. In my career, I've met a lot of entertainers and personalities over the years. So I'm not an awe person of that. But when Dick Gregory spoke to me, I've known of Dick Gregory for years, back in the 60s when he started his career. And so what happened for me is that one day, I interviewed him, and then maybe a couple of years later, he was talking, and I heard him. Not just I heard him, but I heard him. He spoke to me. And when I get something in me, I say, okay, look, I've got to help this guy. Because, of course, Dick Gregory has touched a lot of gardens in his lifetime. And they've grown up, the flowers have grown up behind him, around him. And maybe he did not benefit from that. You know, he's touched the health industry. He's a comedian. He was a civil rights person. So I did my homework, and I said, let me focus my attention to him. I mean, I can sell me as Ted Terry, the personality, but as Theodore Miles, let me apply that to him as an agent and push his can, kick his can down the road. And that's what I've been able to do through booking him at different venues that had not booked him before. Now, you have to understand, Dick Gregory started out in the colleges back in the 60s. I think it was Jane Fonda who recommended that he go into the colleges after during the civil rights era because he couldn't get a gig after that. So to answer your story, to your question, is that it's been interesting, and I'm committed to him to do that. It's taken quite a while to do that from you know, the 2000 on up to now, 2016. So it's been a ride, and it's been it didn't take that long, because I do things as it relates to putting the time in. I put the time in with Dick Gregory, and it really doesn't seem like it's been that long, but it has been that long, 18 years. So, and it's been a fun ride.
And I think along that ride, you know, part of the reward has to be, I would imagine, is that being able to see something that he said, even, and that's, I think, what is the great thing about comedians. That's never been my strong suit, but I think it's so great when an individual is able to use comedy to really give us a commentary on the world that we live in, and being able to make us think about things, to laugh, but to think about things a little bit differently. Do you think that's been part of the gift that he has?
Yeah, I use a statement to describe him. Seriously humorous and humorously serious is Dick Gregory. You really have to analyze the things that he says. And once you understand it, because the things that he was saying back in 2004 is huge in 2016, because a generation has grown up to understand those words that come out of his mouth. During the State of the Black Union with Tavis Smiley, that particular I don't want to call it a rant, but he made a statement to America. It's like the Jesse Williams statement recently. And people are young, and the young generations are actually in love with Mr. Gregory, and I totally understand it and appreciate it for him.
Right. And I think that is the thing that so many people do as well. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're really excited to welcome to our program today Theodore Ted Miles Terry. We're talking with him not only about his own journey, but also what it's been like for him to be a part of the journey of Dick Gregory as well, to be able to help to introduce his work to the masses, for sure. And that brings us to Turn Me Loose. I think that, again, you know, going to this play, I mean, you and I were speaking briefly about how this all began. Take us into the story of how this play came to life.
What happened when I, 2001, when I decided to have Mr. Gregory speak in Los Angeles at a particular church. So I decided, as I'm involved in the Internet, I wanted to stream this. Now, imagine streaming something in 2001 versus today. Interesting scenario. So I teamed up with Akamai, a major technology company. And we, you know, streamed it. Also, we videotaped it. So, I have a video that's never been seen before. But the audio, I knew what that was captured, that information. So taking that information to another level was the key to bringing Dick Gregory forward. The play, in 2005, I'd asked Gretchen Law to pen a play about Dick Gregory. She acknowledged that she knew about Dick Gregory, so I gave her information. I provided her with information to write the play. She did that, and so after that, 5 years later, we worked the play, rewrites. Then in 2010, John Gould Rubin, the director of the play today, called, and he was doing something at the Labyrinth Theater in New York, and he asked that I'd like to put something in this particular project that I'm doing that had about 10 or 12 other playwrights. And I connected Gretchen with him, and now we know the rest of the story. He kicked everybody else out, kept that play, and now 6 years later, we have a play on Off-Broadway. And that's how it came about. So it started with an idea, a concept,
right.
And, you know, being a part of it all the way through. It's like from conception to birth. And it's a good thing. And it's a thing for young people to understand. You don't limit yourself to just your creativity. You apply your creativity to what you want to accomplish. And everything is accomplishable in life. You just have to apply it to reason and reality.
Right. You know, one of the things I have found for myself, and I'm curious as to your thoughts about this, is that, you know, everything really is about timing, and a lot of times what is our timing is not the right timing. Do you think that this was just the right timing
for this play
to be able to see the light of day?
Absolutely, because we had planned to do the play in the Cotton Club. Didn't happen. There were other venues that we were looking to do, and that would set us back a year, and then another year, and then another year. I have to say this: when we started choosing individuals for the play, we first looked at Mos Def to do the play, and that was kind of interesting because Mos Def kind of reminds you of a Dick Gregory in a certain way. Then we thought of Don Cheadle. Don Cheadle was involved with another play, which of course we know as Miles Davis. And then Joe Morton popped in, and I was really kind of enamored by Joe Morton and his talents. He's a very intelligent man, very much so. And his Papa Pope on Scandal. Mm-hmm. And it's just the stars just lined up, and now we have a star doing this particular Off-Broadway play, which I think, 90% chance that it will go to Broadway, which is a good thing.
Wow.
.com.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a good thing for sure. I mean, when the reviews start coming in, were you at all surprised?
Do you want me to say no? I mean, you expect things. I mean, I expected it because it's good.
Yeah.
Normally a one-man play does not go on Broadway. But this just may happen. And Joe has, of course, his obligations to other projects that he's doing. But if he's available to do Off-Broadway, then I'm sure he will do that. And it will be good for it, of course. Because Joe is the embodiment of Dick Gregory at this point. He just does a magnificent performance.
Yeah. I remember when I first found out that he was going to be doing this, I thought, wow. I mean, of course, like you said, timing is everything, right? And I think, for one thing, it has to be because now, of course, people know, of course, who Joe Morton is. And so anything I think that he does is going to get attention. And I love that this kind of really dovetails into what your hope has been all along, which is, of course, the next generation, allowing them to know. Of course, so much of that next generation are Scandal fans. A lot of us are Terminator fans, so we remember him from that. So I think that has been the great thing for sure. The conversations, though, because I'm all about a good conversation, I mean, are the conversations happening around it that you hope would happen about not only the play but also the work that Dick Gregory has devoted himself to?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The conversations, because when you walk away after watching the play, and if you're inside the play, I mean, inside watching the play, and you see white folks laughing at jokes talking about white folks, I mean, it's basically what Dick Gregory did back in the '60s. It's the same thing. I don't like to call them jokes. It's a realism when Dick Gregory says something, or Jill Morton will say something in the play, and you watch the faces of people when they react to things that are talking about them, and it's about, and it, they laugh at it. I'm like, why are they laughing? But it's so surreal. It's really interesting. I would ask those in New York or going to New York to take in that play. It'll be running until the 16th or 17th of July. We've extended a couple of weeks.
Wow!
It's absolutely fantastic. You should go.
I'll tell you what a great thing. And I think the other side of this is that for so many people, Mr. Terry, I think this is going to allow them to know that the journey that we're on is not new, but definitely in the age that we're living in today, I think it really shows how people like Mr. Gregory are still so necessary and that there is still so much that we can learn from them. Is that also a part of your hope, that not only realizing what he's done, but also realize his importance even today?
Oh, gosh, Dick Gregory is a major, major player today, as he's 83 years of age, and he's a soldier. He's out there on the battlefield. He's in cities every day now. On the heels of the play, his popularity has risen, and the dates are there. And of course, he has to get out there and earn his living. And one of the things I'd love to be able to do is to, curtail some of the activities that he does because of his age, because the wear and tear will bring you down. But the force of Dick Gregory is, you should be sitting where I sit, and people email me hundreds of emails a week, and they are speaking to Mr. Gregory. They want him to know about certain things that's going on in their lives and their cities, and how do you put a label on that, of what that is. It's a desire of people to connect with someone they feel respect and admiration for, and it's an amazing feeling to be able to see it happen.
How have you been inspired by him?
Well, it's the inspiration is me to be able to give of myself of him, because before Dick Gregory, there was LAPD that I was focused on helping them create this partnership of understanding. And after I was done with that, I focused my attention to Dick Gregory. So once I do that, that becomes my focus. That becomes my mission in life. That becomes having something important to do, a mission, an objective. And my objective was to and is to make sure that this man's legacy will last for years and years and years. And out of his word, out of his mouth, after the play, he called and said, "Doc, this will be shown for 30 years, this particular play." He was very happy about it, very elated about the play.
Yeah, what a great thing. And I think something very, very, very exciting for all of us, I think, to be able to appreciate and to know that we have the opportunity to be able to have it here. And as you said, running into July for people to be able to see. Again, everyone, I've been speaking with Mr. Theodore Ted Miles Terry. We've been talking with him today, not only about the journey he's been able to have, but also what it's been like for him to work with Mr. Dick Gregory, and now to have him honored in this play, Turn Me Loose is the title of it, of course, starring Joe Morton. You can go to Dick Gregory. Gregory.com is the website to be able to find out more information about Mr. Gregory and what's going on with him. And Mr. Terry, it goes without saying, it was an honor to speak with you, and you're welcome back here anytime.
Well, I want to say, look, some of the things that you're doing, I take my hat off to you. The internet is a place where we can exchange information, and Cyrus, you're doing a fantastic job with that.
Well, thank you for that.
And I appreciate you.
Look, I definitely, like I said, that means a lot coming from you. I definitely have a lot of respect for you and your platform and what you've been able to do. So thank you so much for that. And definitely thank our good friend, Makita Smith, of course, with Jasmine PR for setting up this conversation. And thank all of you for tuning in to another segment of Conversations Live, whether you're joining again through ConversationsRadioNetwork.com or through our friends on the Radio Dialer online. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Mr. Terry, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our friends on Facebook and Twitter. So go over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.